Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
So comfortable. It is a little cold.
Do you want to come in?
But you haven't been all day. I swear, it is cold when you get in, but I promise it is comfortable when you're inside for a long time. Come in. No, I promise I won't do it. But I think you need some SPF. I mean, it is sunset right now, but I was told that the sun never stops hitting your skin, so you need to put this SPF right now. Okay? Alright. Just a sec. Can I put it on your skin? Let's just do your face, okay? Okay. Good. Put a little bit. Okay. Yeah, I don't want it to be white on your face, so I'm going to spread very well. Just a second. Alright. That's much better, isn't it? Good. Like this. Like this. Like this. Okay. No, it protects your skin and protects your skin against aging, all sorts of things. So you definitely want that. Okay. Good. And I know you didn't protect yourself during the day. I know it because I can see your nose. And it is red. It is. Also, a little bit of your forehead here. Yeah. I mean, I know you are sensitive to the sun, so it's not like you can hide it. Can you? Come to pool. That's okay. It's not too cold. I mean, it's been so hot recently. I feel like, you know, we should enjoy it because soon it's going to be cold and we're not going to be able to just, you know, enjoy just going to a beach or a pool. So I think you should enjoy a little bit. Do you want my hat? This one.
I think it's a cool hat, no? Okay, can I put it on you? You need a little protection, just like this. Ah, oh, wait. Just like this. You look so great. Okay. Now I do. I like the little bum-bums. And why I picked it was because you can see like the, do you call that a braid? I don't know. It's just threads. It's like multiple colors. And I don't know. I think it suits you very well. And do you want my glasses? I think they would suit you very well. Do you like this? Yeah. They're a little small for you. Yeah, I don't know why they're so small. If you want them, I'll put them here. Can I do your hair a little? With some water? Look, it's almost hot. Losing my hair. Can I? Okay. I'll just like this. I prefer your hair away from your face. Yeah. I think it gives you a different style. But, I don't know. I like to see your face more than your hair. When I look at your face. Like this. Better, no? And you can see more. I'm kidding. It is so nice. What, after your vacations here, what are you gonna do? What do you have planned? Well, that kind of sounds like fun. Well, yeah, it's like you always get to see people, I guess, after the vacations, you know. Vacations is kind of your isolation, a moment, and then we all go back to our lives. But who wants it really when you see, like, when you have nature all around you and it's as quiet as this? You know? Yeah. Do you mind if I read a little, maybe? I wanted to work on my stuff. Oh, I forgot my towel. Whatever. I'll give him yours. You can sleep if you want. I'll just be here. I'll probably work on. I got this Korean verbs book. And
I wanted to read it a little bit. Also, I brought this new book I'm trying to read. It is The Shadow of the Gods by John Gwine. I love this scent. Amazing. Yep. So I think I'm gonna start with the studying a little and then okay. And then I'll read a little. Kada, the goat leaf, present, kayo, kasoyo, hakoyo, kakoisoyo, kaseyo, kaseyo, kayo, kada. Oh, okay. Going to Korea next year. 아, 내년에 한국에 갈 거예요. Please don't go there alone. 거기 혼자 가지 마세요. Are you tired? Well, I mean, the sun is setting right now. I feel like it's not a bad time to take a nap. It's probably too late, right? It's probably a little too late, but I mean, I love taking naps at sunset. It's just so relaxing and beautiful. Alright, I'm gonna... Is there anyone going to Hyung's birthday party tomorrow? 내일 현우 씨 생일 파티 가는 사람 있어요. 아, 내일 생일 파티에 가는 사람 있어요. Let's read that again. 내일 현우 씨 생일 파티에 가는 사람 있어요? Do you know how to get there? 거기 어떻게 가는지 아세요? 가는지 아세요? 거기 어떻게 가는지 아세요? I want to take the bus, not the subway. 지하철. 뭘 먹고 버스 타고 가고 싶어요. It's a little hard. 지하철 말고 버스 타고 가고 싶어요. If you want, after that we can go eat something or order. What do you prefer? Would you
you feel like?
I'd love that too. What would you order?
Not bad. I like it.
Probably gonna steer from you. Let's read a little bit of John Quinn. Published by Orbit. Please, Orbit, publish me. Look at this. This is a map. It's pretty good. I picked this one because I've heard it is very Viking inspired, and you know how much I like Viking folklore and everything, so I'm really excited to read this. There comes the shadow dark dragon flying, the gleaming serpent up from dark moon hills. He flies over the plain and his pinions. And in his pinions, he carries corpses. The loose body. Chapter 1. Orca. The year 297 of Frida Rold, the age of peace. Death is a part of life. Orca whispered into his son's ear. Even though Breca's awe was drawn back, the ash spear gripped tight in his small, white-knuckled fist, and the spearhead aimed at the reindeer in front of them. She could see the hesitation in his eyes, in the set of his jaw. I'm always very admiring of other authors, because they're always so much better than me. But it's also so inspiring, you know? It makes me want to write better. And although it's not my first language, I feel like I should know better, in a way. But I love this. He is too gentle for this world of pain, Orca thought. She opened her mouth to scold him, but a hand touched her arm. A huge hand where Breca's was small, rough-skinned, where Breca's was smooth. Wait, Thorgal breathed through his braided beard, a cold misting of breath. He stood to her left, solid and huge as a boulder. Muscles bunched in Orca's jaw, hard words already in her throat. Hard words are needed for this hard world. But she held her tongue. Spring sunlight dappled the ground through soft, swaying branches, reflecting brightly from patches of rimed snow. Winter's last or frost kiss on this high mountain woodland. A dozen reindeer stood grazing in a glade. Thank you. Well, I'd say that's promising. Do you want to go eat? I'm really hungry. Yeah? Okay. Let's go then.